You've reached your destination. You're on Cima Castellaccio, at the foot of the most remote heights of 3,029 meters high Punta di Castellaccio, which, with its sheer rock faces, looks like an insurmountable bulwark. In the last section, you have walked along a wonderful footpath which was entirely carved out of the rock. These military engineering feats were achieved by means of large quantities of tonality rock, almost always extracted by hand with hammers and nails or, more rarely, where air compressors could be got in, with the help of pneumatic drills. Where needed, steps and small wooden suspension bridges were built and routes made more accessible with metal or jute ropes for safety. Exactly where you are standing now, an observation point was built affording the Italians a view over enemy lines ranging from Torrione d'Albiolo, Tonale Oriental and the Austrian forts of the Upper Sole Valley, Strino, Mero and Saccarana. This observation post also enabled the various field guns lower down the valley to be coordinated together with that of the six 149mm field guns kept in the reinforced dome at Corno d'Aula Fort, which lacked a good observation post over the Austrian positions beyond Tonale Pass. It was thus a tactical point in proximity to the Austrian positions nearby, on the Monticelli Ridge and across the Tonale Pass area. Of the advance fortifications of the Tonale area, it was the Costa di Casamadre which were most subject to Austrian attack both during the spring 1916 offensive, incorrectly called the Strafe Expedition or Punishment Attack by the Italians, and the bloody action of the summer of 1918 across the Tonale Col. This is how 2nd Lieutenant Piero Lidi described the positions you are standing in now in a letter to his mother dated 22 July 1916. This morning at the first light of dawn I left No. 1 for an inspection tour of the small sentry posts laid out from the tip to the mouth of the gendarme. It is now marked, even with a meter of snow, with a footpath made safe with excellent ropes and thus easy to walk. Nothing like it was when I came here on the 2nd of May. From the mouth the view is macabre. 12 corpses, killed by us, still line the channel which descends to the Germans with snowshoes still on their feet, white shirts and various equipment. Now that the snow has gone, their bodies have been revealed and they stink when it and #8217 s hot, but, as the soldiers assure us, it would be risky to go down there to remove them.